Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
Ritual is hardly the only brand running a Black Friday sale, and you've probably got tons of baby items on your list. But how about what your body needs? With a range of pregnancy-safe nutrient support, including natal choline and their best-selling prenatal multivitamin, Ritual is where you can use your savings to support you and your baby. Products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through their trademark traceable supply chain. So don't skip the essentials. Shop 40% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tyler. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is a little bit of a selfish video today, trying to understand my own psychology better. And all this started when I saw that a group that has an 80% divorce rate are couples where one of the two members of the couple has Asperger's syndrome, or mildly on the spectrum. I thought about why that happens, and considering that I myself am on the spectrum, I can understand women's point of view, when a man they're involved with is on the spectrum. If you have Asperger's syndrome, it's like the entire world is moving too quickly and your brain is unable to process unpredictable information, i.e. language and social cues quickly enough, so you get overwhelmed and maybe break eye contact with people. This is covered in part on a Lex Friedman Autism podcast. He explains that he's also got AS too. But just because you're bad with unpredictable information in your life doesn't mean you're not good with predictable information and things that don't change. That's why I enjoy talking about female nature day after day after day, because it doesn't change. They're very NPC-like, whereas guys tend to be far more varied and unpredictable in our behavior. This idea of sensory overload is also part of AS. Whenever I travel to a city, I like predictable and consistent places that have a similar look and feel from one street to the next. Think about places like Miami, San Francisco, Paris, Venice, or the latest city I found like that, which is Chester, UK. But getting back to the idea as to why guys with AS are more likely to get divorced, it's because socially awkward means a woman has a hard time parading you around at cocktail parties and social events, because you make her look bad with your cold body language and seemingly strange behaviors. You're also a lot less likely to have empathy for her and know when you actually messed up by saying something she sees as hurtful. To her, when you speak, it sounds like you're an insensitive bastard, but you have no idea what just happened. I'm sure that many a-holes would claim that they're on the spectrum and use that as an excuse for their abusive behaviors. My point is that most women tend to fit into a nice, neat, predictable box when it comes to their behaviors. As a man, the further you get away from that box, the more she tends to get agitated for some reason. Don't ask me why, because I'm mildly autistic. One advantage of being this way is that in the past, when I would get into relationships, because I would generally work part-time, I would be obsessed over every detail about my partner. People with AS would typically become subject masters in one or two things. So I focused on the women that I was with and gave them more attention than anyone else before. This would be something they never received from other guys ever. So in a way, I would overcompensate for any and all social awkwardness. Combined with AS, I'm also a very visual thinker. For the most part, I think in pictures, partially because I find it faster than thinking in words and language. I also know that I'm on the spectrum because I'm comfortable doing the same thing day in and day out for 10 years. That's one of the reasons I haven't gone crazy eating the same meal now for the last 5 years, every day. And I'd be perfectly fine eating that way for the rest of my life. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Sandman is on the Spectrum Clown World Show. One of the things that overwhelms me from time to time is making eye contact with new people. Oftentimes it overwhelms me with too much information. Yet somehow I've been able to work as a photographer and videographer for 25 years. And that works because when I'm interacting with people, oftentimes I'm looking at them through the eyepiece or screen behind the camera. A lot of people on the spectrum are what is known as visual thinkers. We think in pictures. so therefore we're good at taking pictures to sum up the scene because we create mental pictures to sum up the world around us. But you try explaining that to the average woman and she won't have the patience for it unless she too is creative type that's somewhat on the spectrum. Other careers for visual thinkers on the spectrum include things like architecture, which explains my recent obsession with LIGO, as well as becoming counselors or therapists, which explains my fascination with female nature on this channel. You'd think that that would be counterintuitive that someone on the spectrum would want to get away from people in general, but in reality we're very good at visualizing the problems of others. When I applied to university, my choice was between photography and psychology, the two things I found the most interesting. I learned I had interest in those while I was in high school taking those courses. Another thing is interior design, which explains why I worked in art direction and television. But to have a healthy, stable relationship with a woman, you need to be open. But people on the spectrum, while tending to want close friendships and relationships with people, at the same time, they're excruciatingly drained, emotionally and physically, by being in them. Being around people makes me anxious, but not being around people makes me anxious too. It's kind of like a catch-22 curse. I also have to consciously think about things that people feel their way through instinctively, or using their intuition.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card Spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws, escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.
Almost like Mr. Spock, I have to use logic to arrive at the way I'm supposed to feel about things. It's really rare for me to feel angry or elated. It's like I have to tell myself that it's time to get angry now. But try not showing your emotions around women when they're poop testing you. And because you don't behave the way the other guys do, that'll upset them. It's almost as if women are autistic when it comes to unscripted male behaviors. That when we go off script, they become socially inept and consciously have to figure out why we behaved a certain way. There are also many accounts of individuals with AS reporting other unusual sensory and perceptual skills and experiences. They may be unusually sensitive to sound, light, or other stimuli. I would go further and say that we, or at least me, can experience psychic phenomena. And I've found patterns in them and have deduced a hypothesis as to why they happen. So ESP seems to be part of that for some reason. If anyone out there realizes that I'm describing you, then you need to gain social experience without gaining social experience, which will actually help you. For example, working behind a camera is allowing me to observe without becoming uncomfortable. Also, at social gatherings, I can hide by talking to people while being on my phone at the same time. I know people find that rude, but sometimes you have to pick your social poison. Sometimes I may appear to be rude, and I don't even realize it. For example, a while back I did a live stream with Better Bachelor and Hammerhand, and they both got upset with me interrupting them. I didn't even realize that I was being rude until they got upset. I also have a hard time understanding sarcasm. I have to compare their sarcasm to other sarcastic situations that I've been in when I'm not sure. So I simply might let out a nervous smile or laugh. But funny enough, I know how to be sarcastic and people appreciate it, and I understand it, but it's very formulaic. Also, if this sounds like you, then you need to get cognitive behavioral therapy, preferably group therapy where you can learn social situations from as many people as possible to understand their motivations and behaviors. It's almost as if I learned things like an AI. The more cases of female nature and human nature, for that matter, that I'm exposed to, the greater the library of behaviors I have to draw from to understand the motivations behind a person's actions in the present. I'm like a predictive algorithm based on similar past experiences when interacting with people socially. That's why I can generalize female behavior because I analyze it consciously. But I wasn't doing that back when I was in relationships and was completely clueless, which meant the feeling of love could be enjoyed more than the average person. Plus, not to mention that my partners were my OCD obsession. But the moment their behavior started to become unpredictable, that's when it was time for me to leave. I felt betrayed because they started to change. If you sound anything like me and you're getting married, then you're not taking a 50% chance of your parachute not opening. i.e. getting a divorce, but that risk is 80% that it won't open. Also, when working with photography clients, because I hide behind that camera, I cope by working nonstop at the job and interacting socially as little as possible in order to not give away my AS. I've been able to pass for normal with some clients for 10 to 15 years with that coping strategy. Also, remember there are positives with this, like having higher intelligence. Animals think in pictures, and the majority of humans think in words. I guess that would mean that people on the spectrum are somewhere between animals and people when it comes to thinking. That's why many of us have good relationships with animals. For me, images convey things much faster than words. I've had friends wondering why I would have trouble maintaining eye contact when we would meet other people in public. I've had to explain to them that it's part of the condition. Most people I explain this to laugh it off, thinking there's nothing wrong with me. Usually they don't understand to what lengths I have to go to implement coping strategies just to function in normal society. I find the key to this condition is to limit your sensory inputs with people in your environment as much as possible so you don't suffer from analysis paralysis. And you find the sweet spot where you kindle your imagination and intellect, but you don't make them work too fast, spinning out of control. This is also something that's hereditary, and both my grandmother and father have had to deal with it, although I don't really think they understood what it was at the time. Also, because I tend to think more in pictures, it allows my writing to be way more descriptive and visual sometimes. But enough of my blabbing. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tyler for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that many women might want to smash me when they see me, but they get scared when they speak to me, because I'm saying the wrong things in the wrong order. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Aspies that think they'll be one of the lucky 20%, or unlucky depending on your condition, that stay married away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.